When she arrived at Netherfield, with tired feet, muddy stockings, and a face healthily pink with exercise, she was shown straight into the sitting room. The two sisters, Miss Bingley and Mrs. Hurst, could hardly believe that she had come so far alone and on foot in such bad weather, but they received her politely. Their brother, however, was more than polite. He was kind and considerate toward her. Mr. Darcy said very little, hesitating between admiration of her healthy good looks and doubt whether she could have come such a distance alone. Mr. Hurst said nothing at all, as he was thinking only of his breakfast. Elizabeth was glad to be taken almost immediately to her sister's room, where she found Jane delighted to see her, but very feverish and unwell. The doctor came, and after examining his patient, advised that she should stay in bed and take some medicine. Elizabeth stayed with her all day, looking after her, and the Bingley sisters also spent some time in the patient's room. However, in the afternoon, when it was time for Elizabeth to leave, Jane seemed so upset that Miss Bingley was obliged to invite Elizabeth to stay at Netherfield for the present, and a servant was sent to Longbourn to inform the Bennet family and bring back some clothes. That evening, Elizabeth went down to dinner, leaving Jane in bed in her room. She noticed the Bingley sisters' apparent concern for Jane change to indifference in a few moments, and knew she had been right to dislike them at first sight. Mr. Bingley, indeed, was the only one of the group whose behaviour she was satisfied with. His anxiety for Jane was evident, and his politeness towards herself most pleasing. But the others, she felt, treated her as an unwelcome guest. Miss Bingley was concentrating all her attention to Mr. Darcy, and Mrs. Hurst also joined in their conversation, while Mr. Hurst was only interested in eating, drinking, and playing cards. When Elizabeth left the room after dinner to see if Jane needed anything, Miss Bingley at once began to criticize her.
"What bad manners she has! She's both proud and lacking in politeness to her superiors. She has no conversation, no elegance, and no beauty."
Mrs. Hurst agreed and added,
"She has no good qualities, except that she's an excellent walker. I'll never forget her appearance this morning. She really looked almost wild."
"She did indeed, Louisa. How silly of her to come at all. Why must she run around the countryside just because her sister has a cold? Her hair looked so untidy, and her dress simply covered in mud."
"I must say," said Bingley, "I didn't notice any of that. I thought she looked remarkably attractive when she arrived this morning."
"You observed her wild appearance, I'm sure, Mr. Darcy," said Miss Bingley, "and I imagine you wouldn't wish your sister to make such a show of herself."
"Certainly not."
"Walking 4 or 5 kilometers, whatever it was, up to her ankles in mud, and alone, quite alone, it seems to me to show a dreadful sort of independence, a country girl's indifference to what is acceptable."
"I think it shows a very pleasing affection for her sister," said Bingley.
"I'm afraid, Mr. Darcy," whispered Miss Bingley, "that this adventure has rather lessened your admiration of her fine eyes."
"Not at all," he replied. "They were brightened by the exercise."
After a short pause, Mrs. Hurst began again.
"I have a great liking for Jane Bennet. She is really a very sweet girl, and I wish with all my heart she were well married, but with such a father and mother, and with such vulgar relations, I'm afraid there is no chance of it.
I think the Burnett girls have an uncle who is a lawyer in Meryton.
Yes, and they have another who owns shops in Cheapside.
Such a nice part of London!
Both the sisters laughed.
If they had enough uncles to fill Cheapside, cried Bingley, it wouldn't make them any less charming.
But it must considerably lessen their chances of marrying men of any position in the world, replied Darcy. Bingley did not answer, but his sisters agreed enthusiastically and continued mocking their dear friend's vulgar relations for some time. Late in the evening, when Elizabeth was satisfied that Jane was asleep, she felt she ought to go downstairs again. She found the party in the sitting room playing cards, but although they invited her to join in the game, she refused politely and picked up a book to read.